almost don't want to talk. I almost just want to listen to this. That is some beautiful music. Oh my gosh. Love Song for Lucy, written for Carla's Dog and recorded with Swedish band Jerv. Oh my goodness, this is beautiful. The OK Factor, a Minneapolis-based string duo, is having their 10th anniversary album March 24th, and they'll be celebrating with a special show on Saturday, April 1st at the Parkway Theater. Mark your calendar, honey, because you do not want to miss it. And cellist Olivia Dirks is joining me now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Olivia, y'all did that thing, girl. Oh, baby, I was over here river dancing, baby. That was jamming. I love it.
I'm so glad. Thanks for chatting with me tonight.
And 10th anniversary album. Girl, this is amazing. You all have just been out there doing your thing, and it is so fresh and so crisp and so amazing. I don't know if I ever told Jonathan this, but I am a classically trained violinist, so I understand how hard that arrangement was that you just played in that break, baby. Y'all did that. That was not an easy thing to do. And the thing is that, you know, when you're listening to your music, it's classical, but it's also contemporary. How are you bridging both of those gaps, girl?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we really rely on our classical training, but we so enjoy listening to all different genres of music. And I think when we sit down to write together, it all just kind of organically flows into what we do. So it's not even necessarily intentional. It's just, what do we feel is most authentic to us? And of course, that's a lot to do with what we're listening to. So that really affects how we play.
And what folks are going to be listening to is this new 10th anniversary album coming out on March 24th. What can they expect? Are there more of the Love Songs for Lucy on it? Is there a variety? What's the mix like?
Yeah, definitely. So Love Song for Lucy is a really good representation of what the OK Factor sounds like. But there is some variety on the album. So we have a tune called Bluegrass Ben, which, yes, sounds very bluegrass. We were lucky enough to be joined by Anthony Ehrig of the High 48 on banjo, and he'll also be at the show on the 1st at the Parkway. So you've got banjo. We're joined, as you mentioned, by Swedish quintet Jarv, who we met at the Cedar Cultural Center, actually opening for them. And so that's anything from flute to percussion to guitar, fiddle, nickel harpa. So all kinds of different kind of eclectic instruments on a couple of tracks from them, and then our own stuff as well. So OKX is just a really good representation of kind of what we've done over the past 10 years and what makes us tick.
Okay, now tell me about this show on April 1st, because I love, and Geraldine loves promoting musicians and musicianship, and this show is going to be filled with nothing but amazing music. And I just want to make sure everybody knows where they can get tickets to this event at the Parkway Theater on Saturday, April 1st.
Absolutely. So we are so pleased to be at the Parkway. It's a wonderful theater.
It is beautiful, girl.
Oh my gosh, we can't wait to play there again. So Parkway Theater on April 1st. You can go to theparkwaytheater.com to get tickets. You could also go to our website, theokfactor.com, and find a link to where you need to go. There's a VIP meet and greet at 6:30. Doors are at 7, and the show's at 8. We are sharing the show with eclectic trio, Sprig of That. They're an incredible trio with tabla, guitar, and violin. They're some of the best musicians we know, and they're such fun players to collaborate with. They're going to be joined by Mikey Marguette on cello. We're going to be joined by Trio Orange Mighty Trio, and again, Anthony Ehrig of the High 48. So it's going to be an amazing night of just eclectic music. And really what we're all looking forward to is just playing on stage together, you know, sharing the joy of making music with one another. It's going to be a blast.
And that's the thing about your music. It's infectious. You know, I'm over here doing the river dance, about to break my ankle, you know, jamming to Love Song for Lucy. And you can feel the love. You can feel the joy in what you are doing. And I just appreciate you spreading that gift with the world. Where can folks pick up the album that is dropping on the 24th? Because, look, when I come to the concert on the 1st, I want to have already memorized the album. OK, so I want to be able to know the songs and have the develop my own words for them. I want to be able to think I have the finger arrangement down and be able to, you know, so I'll be able to say that's a Love Song for Lucy. I know I want to be, I don't want to be uninformed in the crowd, ma'am. So you're going to have to tell me where I can get this album on the 24th.
I love it. You got it. Yes. So OKX, our 10th anniversary album, comes out this Friday, March 24th. You can actually pre-save the album now on Spotify. So if you go to our Instagram, just look up the OK Factor. And the link in our bio will take you to a place where you can pre-save the album. Album comes out on Friday. You can stream it anywhere you stream music, and download it digitally on Apple Music, Amazon, all those places. You can also buy a hard copy at our website, so theokfactor.com. You just buy that and we'll send one to you.
Oh, girl, you have made it available. You're making your gift available. God bless you and much success on this latest album. We have been chatting with OK Factor cellist Olivia Dirks on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And stick around. If you love James Taylor, baby, you do not want to miss a concert they have coming up at the newly renovated Capri Theater. We'll be back to tell you all about it. Oh, yeah, baby. Doesn't get any better than James Taylor. And I tell you what, if you want to take a trip down memory lane, if you want to hear you some good old-fashioned James Taylor music, and you want to see what that newly renovated Capri Theater looks like, if you have not been there already, Saturday, March 25th at 7 o'clock is your opportunity. And if you can't make Saturday, don't worry. Sunday, the 26th at 3 o'clock when you get out of church, will be your chance to see the amazing musical Taylor Made featuring Michael Monroe and Dennis Spears. This is an homage to the writings and vocal stylings of singer-songwriter James Taylor, and tickets are just $25. You can get them at capri.simpletix.com, and I'm so glad Dennis and Michael are both here joining me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being on Still Talking.
Hey, girl.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, now listen, Dennis, I tell you, you know, the price of the $25 I'd pay to come and take another tour. What you have done at that Capri Theater, it is the crown jewel of North Minneapolis. It is just breathtaking and amazing. You must just be so proud.
Oh, my God. It's like every day walking in there and realizing that this is my office. Every day, you know, it's a blessing, and it's to have a job that you really love, and everybody's just really laid back and chill, and it's in North Minneapolis where my home is and where my church is, and it feels like home.
Yes. And folks will feel that. When you walk in, you feel that. And so that's why going to an event or a concert or a screening or anything that's happening there, it feels so warm and so welcoming. And folks are going to feel that when they come out to Taylor Made and you all are doing the homage to James Taylor on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. Michael, tell us about the show.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Both Dennis and I love JT, and we've been having a lot of fun in the practicing. We're going to be playing stuff like Fire and Rain that you just played, and Shower the People, and he's got so many great tunes, you know, and some of his tunes are written by Carole King, and so we're going to be doing Up on the Roof that she wrote, and he also recorded, and How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You is one of JT's.
Yay.
That's going to be a lot of fun to do. So, yeah, and we've got Daryl Boudreau on percussion, and he's going to sing a bit, too, with us. one of the tunes, we have four-part harmony going on with Tony Axtell as well.
Oh, my God, because, you know, that's the thing about y'all shows. You go and you think all you're going to get is Dennis Spears and Michael Monroe, and y'all pull all kind of people on stage, and you always get a little bit more than what you paid for. I'm telling you, when I come to your show, I'm like, Lord, let me just get my head together because I don't know who's going to jump up on stage.
Yeah, it's good. And, you know, the thing about this is this is actually the first Legends where – we're going to have an actual set that James Scott built, and it's a front porch. So you'll be sitting, watching us sitting on a front porch in a yard. It's going to be really, really special.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're drinking out of mason jars.
Oh, my God. See, you speaking my language. Front porch, mason jars. We got to import some flies and mosquitoes. Let's just go ahead and do it up. I mean, you know, if we're going to sit out on the front porch, let's just do it up. Let me run down to Texas real quick and bring you some mosquitoes back.
Oh, Louisiana. Louisiana, yeah. But you know what? The thing for me, it's an honor to work with Michael, because I just love him, first of all, as a person, but just at his knowledge of music and the way he handles that guitar and the sweetness of this show. I tell people all the time, I said, you're not going to find a more laid-back, chill vibe than coming sitting in our front yard and watching us on this front porch.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. And,
yeah,
you know,
go ahead,
Michael.
It's my first time to get to sing with Dennis. It's my first time. So it's been really great. We've been kind of hanging out the last couple of years, just on our front porch kind of in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then to be able to work on these tunes together is just a joy for me.
Okay, now how long is the set going to be, you know, for folks coming over Saturday night or Sunday afternoon after they get out of church and they're coming over? You know, will we still have time to go get dinner after? Should we eat before we come? I need to know how to plan my evening, because this is the type of event where, you know, you can bring your day, you can bring your girlfriends, and y'all can go and have a good time. And you know, so I need to know, because I plan my events around eating, just because that's the kind of fat girl I am. So I need to know, should I eat before I come, or will I have time to get to the restaurant when it's over? How long is the set?
You'll have time. The thing about Legends is that at the most, shows are 85 minutes long, no intermission.
Mm-hmm.
You come in, get the music and show, and you're out. You know, and then we serve beer and wine.
Oh, see, you just speak just my love language. I love that. Thank you.
I know you.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, that's it for me, baby. Capri.SimpleTix.com. The tickets are $25. You can go on Saturday, March 25th at 7 p.m. And then Sunday, March 26th, they've got a 3 p.m. show. You all have put so much love and thought and care into this production. I just pray that folks would come out. This is a great date night. This is a great girlfriend's time
out. It is.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're really looking to hang out, you know, it's kid friendly.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing about it for me is that it's an honor to do this with Michael, because I've learned, you know, you never stop learning. You never want to stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned so much just by hanging out with him and learning this music, because it's taught me how to give a softer side of Spears, you know, so it's going to be really sweet.
Oh, so you're not going to be on 115, we'll just get you at 101 is what you're saying.
I'll be on 115 after we're done. After we're done. You know me. No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, Dennis and Michael, thank you both so much for being on Steel Talking. I am so excited about this show. I'm so excited about being able to take a couple of girlfriends and spend the evening and having some cocktails and laughing and listening to music and tapping my fingers and tapping my toes. It is going to be an amazing night, an amazing Sunday.
Shall I bring you a mason jar?
I'm coming with my own mason jar. You know, I carry my flask and my brassiere. You forgot who you were talking to. Okay, I'll be passing out my own hooch at the show. Don't play with me.
Yeah. I can't wait to hug your neck. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see you and to see that beautiful theater and that beautiful place that you are the caretaker of and how you have blessed us with this amazing theater in the heart of North Minneapolis. Dennis and Michael joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And we've got more coming up on Steel Talking. It is 9:33. You are listening to Steel Talking. This is Center Stage. Geraldine is out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, you can always catch me on the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2. Jonathan Lowe has done an amazing job lining up some outstanding guests, and I can't wait until later in the show when I talked about freeing Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness about his new song that is coming out. But first, we're going out on a limb with Out on a Limb Theater Company, and Kim Martinez is joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, y'all are doing an amazing adaptation of Dr. Doolittle's story at the O'Shaughnessy, starting March 27th and 28th. Tell me about this, because they're dance actors. I have never heard of this before. No speaking parts, only what a dance actors, girl. This is new for me, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I do want to correct one thing. The shows are actually the 28th and 29th.
28th and 29th. Yes, girl. 29th. Let me make sure, because I'm about to put this on social media, girl. I'm about to tell everybody. 28th and 29th. I got you. I got you. Okay. So tell me about these dance actors, girl. What is that?
Well, what we do is we take movement and create that to be the storytelling vehicle. So when you go to a musical, it's usually the song is the storytelling vehicle,
right.
And there's dialogue, and dancing kind of fills in. And so we started 22 years ago, taking the idea of movement being the storytelling vehicle, the main storytelling vehicle, but using the music and some lyrics, which we've been really lucky to have some amazing songwriters, that help tell the story, but it's really about dance acting. And it's kind of how I like to describe it is really, really skilled body language. Like there are certain things that if you make a particular movement with your body, you know what somebody's saying to you.
Right, girl, look, we have all had a mad mama. She don't have to open her mouth. If she's moving her body a certain way, you know, we are in trouble.
Yep. Exactly. And so it's taking like that movement along with some really incredibly skilled dancers and combining that in order to get the language of movement out there. It's so fun. It really is. It's so fun and colorful, and hopefully the story comes across. I think it does. I mean, I never have anybody walk away going, oh, gee, that was really confusing. Like they get the story.
Yeah. And this is the amazing thing for me. 70 dance actors, kids and adults. Girl, how did you get everybody on stage to coordinate this thing? This was a labor of love.
Yeah, it always is a labor of love. But I think what's really cool about it is that I have a company of professional dancers. They're remarkable. And then we have kids that are being trained in our school, and they get to work alongside those company actors, dance actors. So what works about it, because it's intergenerational, is that the younger kids get the opportunity to see how it's done. And even through just osmosis and that experience, they are learning and they're growing. And the company dancers and older dancers or more experienced dancers, because not all of them are particularly old, but they're experienced. They're always stepping it up because they know they're being a role model. They know that they're being watched.
Yes.
And those kids are doing it. So that's been one of the most remarkable things about being a part of Out on a Limb Dance Theater Company is watching the evolution of how we've learned to do this. And it's fun.
And, you know, this is the thing, you know, working with young people, they energize you. So I can just even imagine not just the younger people looking up to the older ones, but that, you know, the older folks who are looking at these kids like, you know what, I used to be able to jump like that. Let me see if I can still do that. Let me see if I can still do that move. That used to be my signature move. Watch back, young girl. Let me show you what I'm working with. You know, I just love the way that these young people just being in their atmosphere, being around them. I know for me, when I see them doing something amazing or coming up with new and fresh ideas, it energizes and invigorates me.
Yeah, and I think that the idea of dance oftentimes for people it is not necessarily communicative, and we work really hard to make it very communicative so that people really do understand what's going on and feel touched and energized, and they feel the joy or the pain or whatever it is that we're putting out there from the story standpoint. But it's not as out there of a concept as you think it would be. When people come to see it, I think they feel very comfortable in how it's being presented, you know, and a lot of different genres of music and movement, and I think that just helps a lot to expose people to dance in general. So, like I say, we've been doing this for a long time now, and we learn and we grow, and it's never done. It's always a work in progress, but it is a labor of love. Absolutely.
I just love it. Okay, so 28th and 29th at the O'Shaughnessy, that's coming up later this month. How can folks get tickets? Where can they go?
They can go to the O'Shaughnessy and on their website, or they can go to outonalimbdance.org and purchase tickets there as well. And I hope that they come in.
It is 9:33. You are listening to Steel Talking. This is Center Stage. Geraldine is out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. If you like what you hear tonight, you can always catch me on the Shaletta Show on Saturdays from 11 to 2. Jonathan Lowe has done an amazing job lining up some outstanding guests. And I can't wait until later in the show when I talk to my friend Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness about his new song that is coming out. But first, we're going out on a limb with Out on a Limb Theater Company, and Kim Martinez is joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Girl, y'all are doing an amazing adaptation of Dr. Doolittle's story at the O'Shaughnessy, starting March 27th and 28th. Tell me about this, because they're dance actors. I have never heard of this before. No speaking parts, only what a dance actors, girl. This is new for me, and I can't wait to see it.
Oh, I'm so glad. I do want to correct one thing. The shows are actually the 28th and 29th.
28th and 29th. Yes, girl. 29th. Let me make sure, because I'm about to put this on social media, girl. I'm about to tell everybody. 28th and 29th. I got you. I got you. Okay. So tell me about these dance actors, girl. What is that?
Well, what we do is we take movement and create that to be the storytelling vehicle. So when you go to a musical, it's usually the song is the storytelling vehicle,
right.
And there's dialogue, and dancing kind of fills in. And so we started 22 years ago, taking the idea of movement being the storytelling vehicle, the main storytelling vehicle, but using the music and some lyrics, which we've been really lucky to have some amazing songwriters, that help tell the story. But it's really about dance acting. And it's kind of how I like to describe it, is really, really skilled body language. Like, there are okay. certain things that if you make a particular movement with your body, you know what somebody's saying to you.
Right, girl, look, we have all had a mad mama. She don't have to open her mouth. If she's moving her body a certain way, you know, uh-oh, we are in trouble.
Yep, exactly. And so it's taking, like, that movement along with some really incredibly skilled dancers and combining that in order to get the language of movement out there. It's so fun. It really is. It's so fun and colorful, and hopefully the story comes across. I think it does. I mean, I never have anybody walk away going, oh, gee, that was really confusing. Like, they get the story.
Yeah. And this is the amazing thing for me. 70 dance actors, kids and adults. Girl, how did you get everybody on stage to coordinate this thing? This was a labor of love.
Yeah, it always is a labor of love. But I think what's really cool about it is that I have a company of professional dancers. They're remarkable. And then we have kids that are being trained in our school, and they get to work alongside those company actors, dance actors. So what works about it, because it's intergenerational, is that the younger kids get the opportunity to see how it's done. And even through just osmosis and that experience, they are learning and they're growing. And the company dancers and older dancers or more experienced dancers, because not all of them are particularly old, but they're experienced, they're always stepping it up because they know they're being a role model. They know that they're being watched.
Yes.
And those kids are doing it. So that's been one of the most remarkable things about being a part of Out on a Limb Dance Theater Company is watching the evolution of how we've learned to do this. And it's fun.
And, you know, this is the thing, you know, working with young people, they energize you. So I can just even imagine not just the younger people looking up to the, you know, the older ones, but that, you know, the older folks who are looking at these kids like, you know what, I used to be able to jump like that. Let me see if I can still do that. Let me see if I can still do that move. You know, that used to be my signature move. Let me, hold on, watch back, young girl. Let me show you what I'm working with. You know, I just love the way that these young people just being in their atmosphere, being around them. I know for me, when I see them doing something amazing or coming up with new and fresh ideas, it energizes and invigorates me.
Yeah, and I think that the idea of dance oftentimes for people is not necessarily communicative, and we work really hard to make it very communicative so that people really do understand what's going on and feel touched and energized, and they feel the joy or the pain or whatever it is that we're putting out there from the story standpoint. But it's not as out there of a concept as you think it would be. When people come to see it, I think they feel very comfortable in how it's being presented, you know, and a lot of different genres of music and movement, and I think that just helps a lot to expose people to dance in general. So, like I say, we've been doing this for a long time now, and we learn and we grow, and it's never done. It's always a work in progress, but it is a labor of love. Absolutely,
I just love it. Okay, so 28th and 29th at the O'Shaughnessy, that's coming up later this month. How can folks get tickets? Where can they go?
They can go to the O'Shaughnessy and on their website, or they can go to outonalimbdance.org and purchase tickets there as well. And I hope that they come, and I hope they bring children, because it really is meant for the whole family.
Yes. And, you know, I was telling my kids about it, and they're excited because the one thing that they love is when we drag them out of the house is that they're going someplace to see kids like them perform.
Yeah.
So So they're not watching something with mom and dad, and there's nobody that they can identify with. They can look at the stage and say, she looks like she's my age, or she's got hair like me. You know, and when we start talking about representation matters, it's not only, oh, well, you got black people, or you got Latino people, or you got LGBTQIA people, or you have indigenous actors. But, you know, we forget the kids need representation as well, especially in theater.
I'm so glad that you brought that up. I think that that's such an important part of it, because I think sometimes people think, oh, it's kids, maybe that the quality, but it not, you know, isn't there, but that is really not true. And when we have a school show on the 27th, this is where the confusion comes in. We do a school show where we reach out to, a bunch of schools, and the kids come in and they see it for free. And and through a pandemic perk, now we've learned to live stream. So now we'll have over 3,000 people live streaming all over the world. We've hooked into nursing homes and schools that couldn't make it for busing. So when they come and see it, you're absolutely right. They see the young kids on the stage. And if they are inclined to want to try it, if finances have been a barrier, we have scholarships, and so that kids can get trained. And they can realize whatever it is that they want to realize from dance. We're here for that.
I love it. I love it. I love the work you're doing, how you're uplifting the community. It's all about connectivity, and you are connecting these, especially those young people, with a craft and a skill that they love. Kim Martinez, artistic director, Out on a Limb Theater. It's at the O'Shaughnessy. It's Dr. Doolittle. It's dance, actors, kids, and adults, March 28th and 29th. Thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I hope you come
You're
see the
welcome.
Show.
Oh, we will. Me and the kids, girl. We're going to be the loud ones down front. Don't worry. You will be able to recognize
Wonderful.
Us. I promise. I promise. We will be making all the noise. And speaking of making noise, Gary Hines is coming up. They've got a new song out. Yes, honey. Our very own Sounds of Blackness. We'll talk about that next. What a way to close out a Sunday night. We are talking to Grammy Award winning. Oh, my gosh. You know, he has just won so many awards and has just made us so proud. I was just going to go through the list of awards, but it would take up too much of our time. So I'm just going to invite him on the show to talk about the latest song from the Sounds of Blackness. He is none other than Gary Hines, joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gary, I just love you. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are just amazing.
Thank you so much, Queen Saletta. On behalf of Sounds of Blackness, you know I love you, and we all, in the words of Duke Ellington, we love you madly.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me about this new tune. You sent me a note on Instagram, not Facebook. You sent me a note on Facebook and said, Shaletta, we got a new song coming out. I was like, well, I got a spot for you on this show, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Because, you know, everything that you all do, it's always so relevant and so timely. And whether you are lifting up or informing or making people think or laugh or dance or get out and do something, Sounds of Blackness has always been on the cutting edge of making sure that the voice of the community is being heard throughout this country.
Shaletta, we can't thank you enough for that. On behalf of all Sounds of Blackness singers and band, thank you for your support. And the new song that you're talking about releases this coming Tuesday, March 21st.
Yes.
It's called You're Gonna Win. And it's written and produced by none other than our own Jamisi Bennett, in accord with the great Darnell Davis. Jamisi also wrote and directed the video, which will premiere on YouTube 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, also March 21st. And so we are having a release party that we are inviting you and the entire public to. It's free, the F word, it's free, at the beautiful Axbridge Winery on the North Loop. Right at 411 North Washington Avenue this coming Tuesday, March 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m. So we will premiere the video on the screens at Axbridge. The Sounds of Blackness members will be there to take pictures, greet the public, and have a great time for free.
Okay, you are just too much. You are always doing something for free. You are always giving back to the community. You are always pouring into us. And I want to make sure we pour into you that night as you release this new song. Now, do we have to go somewhere and reserve a spot? Do we have to do anything? Or can we just come as we are and enjoy the evening with our favorite Sounds of Blackness singers?
Come as you are and enjoy the evening. Again, we're at the Axbridge Winery in the North Loop, 411 North Washington, Tuesday, March 21st, this coming Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m., free and open to the public. We'll be looking for you, Queen Shaletta, and everybody else that has been supporting Sounds of Blackness or would like to start supporting us. And you can follow us, of course, online, starting with our website, soundsofblackness.org, that has all our events, our wonderful merchandise, which mm-hmm. we'll also have mm-hmm. at the Axbridge. And we're on all the social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we're looking for everybody to come. And, of course, to those that can't make it, to still check out the premiere of You're Gonna Win, 7 p.m. this Tuesday on YouTube.
Okay, now, I know you can't tell us everything about the song. Is this song going to make us laugh? It's going to make us cry? Are we going to be dancing? Are we going to be slow grinding? Are we soul train lining? Give me something so I'll know what kind of shoes to wear to the party. If I'm going to be out there stomping with the big dogs, I want to make sure I have my comfortable shoes on, Gary Hines.
Yes, your wish is my command, Queen Shaletta. So you will be laughing, stomping, and doing what Gamble and Huff said of the great Philly Sound. They had a song called Message in Our Music, and it had one of my favorite lines that says, understand while you dance. So You're Gonna Win is about social consciousness, but it's about encouraging everybody, as the title says, that you're gonna win no matter what you're going through, to keep the faith, to hang tough, and you're going to win. And so Sounds of Blackness is about encouragement and inspiration for everybody. We use the music of the Black experience to encourage and inspire people of all backgrounds. And so everybody is welcome this coming Tuesday, 6 to 9, at Axbridge Winery, 411 North Washington.
And, you know, that is the beautiful part of your music. How are you able to continue to do that? You know, you think you don't get another optimistic, but every time you come out, it's building on that legacy of lifting people up and letting them know they matter and speaking faith and life into people. You know, nobody's doing that anymore. And you just continue to do that. And it is not just changing lives. It's also saving lives.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. You know, that Sounds of Blackness unique message and ministry even. And it's glad, I'm glad that you mentioned optimistic, because really You're Gonna Win is an homage to optimistic, both sonically and in terms of lyric and theme and intent. And I think you'll hear and feel that when you see the video and when you hear song. So this is optimistic 2023 with Sounds of Blackness second generation.
And you know, we need that. We need that right now. There's so much going on in the world, and there's not a lot of light. And the one thing that I just appreciate about you and the Sounds of Blackness is that you have always been a light in dark times in our country, dark times in our community. You have come and brought Common and do the free concerts over at George Floyd Square, and, you know, for Black History Month, and you go over to the Capitol on the steps in the cold and sing to people and lift them up. And so, you know, y'all didn't get so big that y'all forgot we were here. You know, you just love on this community so much, and I just want to make sure that the community comes to love on you as you release this new song. Now, before you go, tell us and remind us again where we can go to be with the Sounds of Blackness as you premiere this new song.
We will be in the beautiful atmosphere and ambiance of Axbridge Winery in the North Loop, downtown Minneapolis, 411 North Washington, this coming Tuesday, March 21st, 6 to 9 p.m., absolutely free. Come and watch our video premiere of You're Gonna Win, our brand new single release. And also Sounds of Blackness members will be there to sign autographs, take pictures. Our merchandise will be there. It's going to be a good time for everyone for free.
Oh, my gosh. I just appreciate it so much. And I know that folks are going to come and pour into you as you pour this new song into our souls and into our spirits. Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I will see you on Tuesday night, mister.
Thank you, Micheletta. And remember, you're going to win.
Amen. And I appreciate it. I receive it in my spirit. And I thank you for always encouraging and lifting folks up. And I have to thank Jonathan before we go for lining up an amazing show. We had Dr. Verna Price, Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness, Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law, Sue Campbell from the Star Tribune. If you've missed any of this, you can go to WCCORadio.com, find Geraldine Steele with Steele Talking, and download those podcasts so that you can hear those segments and be encouraged, be informed, be educated, be enlightened about what is going on in and around this Twin Cities community. Make sure you go on CCO Radio because we've got amazing web stories that our news team has put together. Mark Fry, Al Shock, Steve Simpson. Heck, I even got a couple of stories online that you can check out and share on your social media channels and platforms. Jonathan, thank you so much. You have an amazing evening and an amazing week, my brother. I just appreciate you for making me sound and look good.
Well, also remember Chris Tubbs put together Center Stage, so also thank him as well.
Baby, because he did that. It was an amazing lineup, and I enjoyed Dennis Spears and Michael and Kim and all those folks. It was definitely a team and a group effort. We'll see you back here next Sunday. Have a great week. What a way to close out a Sunday night. We are talking to Grammy Award winning, oh my gosh, he has just won so many awards and has just made us so proud. I was just going to go through the list of awards, but it would take up too much of our time. So I'm just going to invite him on the show to talk about the latest song from the Sounds of Blackness. He is none other than Gary Hines joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Gary, I just love you. Thank you so much for being on the show. You are just amazing.
Thank you so much, Queen Saletta. On behalf of Sounds of Blackness, you know I love you, and we all, in the words of Duke Ellington, we love you madly.
Oh, my gosh. So tell me about this new tune. You sent me a note on Instagram, not Facebook. You sent me a note on Facebook and said, Shaletta, we got a new song coming out. I was like, well, I got a spot for you on this show, and we're going to talk about it tonight. Because, you know, everything that you all do, it's always so relevant and so timely. And whether you are lifting up or informing or making people think or laugh or dance or get out and do something, Sounds of Blackness has always been on the cutting edge of making sure that the voice of the community is being heard throughout this country.
Shaletta, we can't thank you enough for that. On behalf of all Sounds of Blackness singers and band, thank you for your support. And the new song that you're talking about releases this coming Tuesday, March 21st. Yes. It's called You're Gonna Win. And it's written and produced by none other than our own Jamisi Bennett in accord with the great Darnell Davis. Jamisi also wrote and directed the video, which will premiere on YouTube 7 p.m. this coming Tuesday, also March 21st. And so we are having a release party that we are inviting you and the entire public to. It's free, the F word, it's free, at the beautiful Axbridge Winery on the North Loop. Right at 411 North Washington Avenue this coming Tuesday, March 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m. So we will premiere the video on the screens at Axbridge. The Sounds of Blackness members will be there to take pictures, greet the public, and have a great time for free.
Okay, you are just too much. You are always doing something for free. You are always giving back to the community. You are always pouring into us, and I want to make sure we pour into you that night as you release this new song. Now, do we have to go somewhere and reserve a spot? Do we have to do anything, or can we just come as we are and enjoy the evening with our favorite Sounds of Blackness singers?
Come as you are and enjoy the evening. Again, we're at the Axbridge Winery in the North Loop, 411 North Washington. Tuesday, March 21st, this coming Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m., free and open to the public. We'll be looking for you, Queen Shaletta, and everybody else that has been supporting Sounds of Blackness or would like to start supporting us. And you can follow us, of course, online, starting with our website, soundsofblackness.org, that has all our events, our wonderful merchandise, which mm-hmm. we'll also have mm-hmm. at the Axbridge. And we're on all the social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And we're looking for everybody to come, and of course, to those that can't make it, to still check out the premiere of You're Gonna Win, 7 p.m. this Tuesday on YouTube.
Okay, now, I know you can't tell us everything about the song. Is this song gonna make us laugh? It's gonna make us cry? Are we gonna be dancing? Are we gonna be slow grinding? Are we soul train lining? Give me something so I'll know what kind of shoes to wear to the party. If I'm gonna be out there stomping with the big dogs, I wanna make sure I have my comfortable shoes on, Gary Hines.
Yes, your wish is my command, Queen Shaletta. So you will be laughing, stomping, and doing what Gamble and Huff said of the Great Philly Sound. They had a song called Message in Our Music, and it had one of my favorite lines that says, understand while you dance. So You're Gonna Win is about social consciousness, but it's about encouraging everybody, as the title says, that you're gonna win no matter what you're going through, to keep the faith, to hang tough, and you're going to win. And so Sounds of Blackness is about encouragement and inspiration for everybody. We use the music of the Black experience to encourage and inspire people of all backgrounds. And so everybody is welcome this coming Tuesday, 6 to 9, at Axbridge Winery, 411 North Washington.
And, you know, that is the beautiful part of your music. How are you able to continue to do that? You know, you think you don't get another optimistic, but every time you come out, it's building on that legacy of lifting people up and letting them know they matter and speaking faith and life into people. You know, nobody's doing that anymore. And you just continue to do that. And it is not just changing lives. It's also saving lives.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. You know, that Sounds of Blackness, this unique message and ministry even. And it's glad, I'm glad that you mentioned optimistic, because really You're Gonna Win is an homage to optimistic, both sonically and in terms of lyric and theme and intent. And I think you'll hear and feel that when you see the video and when you hear a song. So this is Optimistic 2023 with Sounds of Blackness, second generation.
And you know, we need that. We need that right now. There's so much going on in the world, and there's not a lot of light. And the one thing that I just appreciate about you and the Sounds of Blackness is that you have always been a light in dark times in our country, dark times in our community. You have come and brought Common and do the free concerts over at George Floyd Square, and, you know, for Black History Month, and you go over to the Capitol on the steps in the cold and sing to people and lift them up. And so, you know, y'all didn't get so big that y'all forgot we were here. You know, you just love on this community so much, and I just want to make sure that the community comes to love on you as you release this new song. Now, before you go, tell us and remind us again where we can go to be with the Sounds of Blackness as you premiere this new song.
We will be in the beautiful atmosphere and ambiance of Axbridge Winery in the North Loop, downtown Minneapolis, 411 North Washington, this coming Tuesday, March 21st, 6 to 9 p.m., absolutely free. Come and watch our video premiere of You're Gonna Win, our brand new single release. And also Sounds of Blackness members will be there to sign autographs, take pictures. Our merchandise will be there. It's going to be a good time for everyone for free.
Oh, my gosh. I just appreciate it so much. And I know that folks are going to come and pour into you as you pour this new song into our souls and into our spirits. Gary Hines with the Sounds of Blackness has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I will see you on Tuesday night, mister.
Thank you, Queen Shaletta. And remember, you're going to win.
Amen. And I appreciate it. I receive it in my spirit. And I thank you for always encouraging and lifting folks up. And I have to thank Jonathan before we go for lining up an amazing show. We had Dr. Verna Price, Gary Hines from the Sounds of Blackness, Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law, Sue Campbell from the Star Tribune. If you've missed any of this, you can go to WCCORadio.com, find Gerald and Steele with Steele Talking, and download those podcasts so that you can hear those segments and be encouraged, be informed, be educated, be enlightened about what is going on in and around this Twin Cities community. Make sure you go on CCO Radio because we've got amazing web stories that our news team has put together. Mark Fry, Al Shock, Steve Simpson. Heck, I even got a couple of stories online that you can check out and share on your social media channels and platforms. Jonathan, thank you so much. You have an amazing evening and an amazing week, my brother. I just appreciate you for making me sound and look good.
Well, also remember Chris Tubbs put together Center Stage, so also thank him as well.
Baby, because he did that. It was an amazing lineup, and I enjoyed Dennis Spears and Michael and Kim and all those folks. It was definitely a team and a group effort. We'll see you back here next Sunday. Have a great week.